Some of the questions are obvious. Prosecutors want to ask jurors how much they know about the case and if they've done any research on the death penalty or life in prison. Also, are you involved in anti-crime groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving? And have you had a bad interaction with law enforcement? Others are more broad, like what causes crime? And more appear to be get-to-know-you questions. Who are the public figures you admire? What books, movies, and TV shows do you consume? Even, have you used a dating app or website? Urbana attorney Steve Beckett says it's all done for a reason.
What an attorney wants to do is avoid a stereotype based on race or economic background or even profession or business. Instead, wants to sort of get down into the details of an individual human being to form some judgments about the trends or tendencies that juror might have.
Beckett says if the questionnaire reveals someone already has an opinion on the case, he or she may be questioned away from the rest of the jury pool so as not to influence it. Beckett adds, in your run-of-the-mill trial, there wouldn't even be a questionnaire. All of the jury questioning would be done at once in open court. Beckett is representing the family of the victim, Yingying Zhang. I'm Tim Dittman.